Sure, hon. We can take you in today. That's what the woman said on the phone. It's so rare to find a hospital with openings. A clinic where the GPs are even taking new patients. It's like a dream come true. So of course you head out the door. Head to Ward, the hospital on the outskirts of town. It's a new, shiny building. The whole place just opened. So maybe it's unsurprising that the doctors are still filling up their patient lists. You head in the front door, toward reception. The woman there looks up, smiling. She has broad gold-framed glasses, very red lips, dark hair pulled up into a bun, and a rather old-fashioned looking nurse's uniform on top of everything. But beggars can't be choosers, and when you give your name and say you're there for your appointment, she radiates gentle, smiling, welcoming, even expecting eagerness at your presence. You're directed to a small waiting room. There aren't many people in there, some reading magazines, some on their phones. And slowly, gradually, with the filtering hum of a workplace alive with life, people filter in and out, and you get in that kind of faded, vague frame of mind between one thing and another, where you're waiting for things to shift, change, move along to be other than they were. You sit on the chair, leaning back, almost nodding off. This place smells surprisingly fresh and calm and clear. There are a few open windows, and there are lots of plants which you can tell are alive from the vibrancy and the less than symmetrical appearance. The whole place is like that, alive, with homier touches than you'd expect in a hospital. Lots of places for your attention to wander and get lost in. They're clearly doing a good job. So, when eventually the door cracks open and you see someone inside, gesturing to you, the office looks surprisingly dim, but maybe the lights are going out. They are just starting up. There could be some areas still being spruced up. Anyway, a beckoning hand clearly indicating you. And so you walk over. You step to the door, which cracks open further, the person stepping behind, politely holding it for you. You step inside. The door clicks shut. There's a rapid movement. You feel against your mouth a soft, smooth material, dark silk. The sweet scent inhaled from it. Your arms fall limp by your sides. Suddenly the idea of doing anything at all is less important than inhaling that smell like honey, sweet, crystallizing right into your brain, the sugared, euphoric, loosening, limpening of your body, in the grasp of someone whose breasts are pushing against your back, who's leaning up a little, standing on tiptoe to whisper something in your ear, to lean her chin on your shoulder and hold that thing in place. And strangely, the words don't quite register in your conscious mind. At least, recalling them is impossible, but you know they must have been words. You breathe again, deeply, automatically. Pleasure's starting to build. It's hot. It's like you're getting close without your body even doing anything. Like just your brain is going to... And then she moves the cloth away and you follow it with your face leaning forward, pushing your face against it, breathing again. And so it is in this way, by fits and starts, she reaching back to lock the door behind the two of you. It is in this way that you are led to a table. A padded examination table. You think there might be something extra, but you're really pressing your face into that square of black silk fabric. You're really breathing it in. Your eyes have started to roll back from the little twitches your body's giving now and then. Sweet, crystallized, melting mind caught in whatever that scent is. Inhaling, and as she adjusts you onto the material of the soft padded bed. She leaves that square where you can grab it with your hand, push it to your face, forcibly concentrating the scent and sensation brought about by whatever that heavenly aroma is, breathing in, twitching. And so, if it seems natural, feels natural, when she reassures you again in words you barely register, and binds your legs down with restraints, and then your arms. She still holds the patch of fabric to your face, placing each of your arms to one side and binding them. When you're completely bound, and your eyes are rolling back, and drool is forming in your mouth with an eagerness, and pleasure is truly built, though your body shows no sign of it, then, and only then, does she move the fabric away. Lean down, and in your fading, confused, muzzy-headed, still-yearning mind, snap her fingers and tell you to sleep. The room fading out. It was already dim, and you've got your face pressed upward, seeking that dark swatch of fabric, the scent, the perfume embedded into it, awaiting, seeking. So when everything gets a little darker, and your shoulders slump, and your head falls back into comfortable, padded softness. You just let it happen. There's a feeling, warm, euphoric, in the moment of the moment, your eyes closed, thinking that on the inside of them you see spiraling, swirling, shifting colors, worth inspecting. You're breathing very deeply. Even in the warm, vacant place where you are now, distant from the world outside and close to your own very accessible, opened, pleasured mind, breathing deep again. And then she tells you to pay attention. And your eyes do open. The room is still dark, but now you see its candlelight candles spread on tables around the room. The door is closed, locked, but the curtain is down. But around it, there's no sign of light, nor is there the sound of people milling outside. You know not how long you've been out, but you know there's a strange feeling between your legs. A throb, a thrum. And the woman, who you can now see clearly, her black bob haircut, her sharp, attentive features, her smile on those lips with black lipstick covering them. The woman above you doesn't quite look like the doctor you expected. She walks closer. You see fishnet stockings. You hear the click of heels. Her lab coat is closed, but underneath, you wonder if she's wearing anything at all. Restrained as you are, tied to the table as you are, it's difficult to get a look. But arcing your vision in the muzzy, faded, fallen in, still yearning for that sweetness kind of way, you see that between your legs a device, a pumping, moving device, has been fitted over your shaft and your balls. Nothing strange yet. You must be very well lubricated in there, but you notice the hardness when you look down. You notice the way the sleeve, the sheath, the device is around the base of your cock, too, holding it tight and erect. And when she walks up by the head of the bed and reaches down, she's holding that fabric from before. She presses it over your face. You inhale deeply. And the device between your legs starts to pump. It starts to really move and shift the instant you do so. The instant you breathe in, whatever that sweet, divine, brain-numbing thing is, your cock is being jerked and sucked on at the same time by the device. One of her hands is reached over and is pushing a button, and when she pulls the fabric away, she also releases the button, and your cock, jumping, hot, it failed to come. Coming failed to happen, but it's so close that you think all your prior experience with your own body tells you you should have tipped over that edge by now. And then you hear her put down what she was holding, and she brings her hand up by your face, pushing her fingers against your lips. Your mouth opens automatically. There's some residual trace of whatever that substance was on her fingers, and you suck and suck on her digits, warm, touching the inside of your mouth, rubbing against your tongue. And every time you suck, you hear her push, and there's a sudden rush of pressure between your legs. As the pump starts again, your legs are bound, your arms are bound, but every bit of you can still twitch. And when you suck on her fingers, she pushes the button and your cock gets jerked, sucked, pumped, jerked, sucked, pumped. She pulls her fingers away, releases the button. You longingly lick at the air, you inhale deeply, you want that pleasure, and your cock is starting to muzz over, fuzz over, blank out your mind with the way that it's been inched up to an edge you're sure should have arrived, but your body still feels too soothed and relaxed. The tension that would normally let your cock come streams of hot seed and send your brain into oblivion beyond. It's just failing to arrive. You must have noticed by now. When you're exposed to it directly, it takes a few minutes before your cock's able to come. So as long as I act within a few minutes, we can keep you in this joyously disjointed state of mind. For my research, you understand. Then you hear a rustle as her coat falls away, confirming what you knew before. There's nothing underneath except a black lacy garter belt. She's not even wearing underwear. Her breasts are on display, cupped only by small, completely nipple-revealing lace attachments. The entire setup is undeniably erotic, and given that there doesn't seem to be anyone around, you wouldn't exactly object to some fun with her. The device on your cock sparks. She reaches out, picks up a remote you just saw, and pushes a button. I'm actually stopping the device now. As long as I keep this held down, it will not stimulate. And despite what you might have thought before, no amount of licking or breathing in from the material on that cloth would have made you get off. Just makes you think you're going to. Makes you think you're going to, and then keeps you from. Of course, physical stimulation can override eventually. You're just going to have to get me to let go of this button. And she swings a leg up, climbing on the table, bringing her wet pussy toward your face once more, that scent from before, that taste, that blank sweetness in your brain emanates from her dripping pussy as she positions herself above your face and just lowers her sex onto your lips, covering you. You breathe in greedily, the same response from before. But your cock is absent any stimulation. It's jumping, it's trying to harden, but the taste of her, the feel of her, keeps orgasm from quite arriving. Yes, what I had you breathing before was the underwear I'd removed before you came in. When I saw you sitting out there, I thought, time to experiment. She's breathing heavily. You extend your tongue and lick. The taste of her is sweet, syrup, heady, blank. She's still holding that button down, which has stopped the device that would otherwise be pumping on your cock. You need the stimulation. It's throbbing harder than you can imagine being. The thick warmth is dripping back into your body, from your length, from your balls, sliding up, giving you butterflies, making you lightheaded. You lick her intensely, and she does shiver. She does groan. Black lace, garters, stockings. Her entire body is just drummed up for sex, and you can tell cause she was wet before you began, and her body's responsive, at least as responsive as yours. Whatever substance is mingled with her juices, whatever was making you blanker before, you lap from her while your cock jumps in the restraint of its device. And still she holds the button tightly, awaiting you giving her pleasure, allowing you to just bring intense sensation to her. And then her finger slides off it as she lets out a groan. It must take a lot of pressure to keep it held down on that remote. and therefore your cock jumps and pumps, the length around it vacuum sealed, tugging it, and that feeling from before, that ascension toward orgasm which floods you when you breathe her heady scent and taste her juices, it grows stronger, like you could almost convince yourself you could slide over the edge, pump, 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 the hot throb, the drumming in your head, your arms and legs are tightly bound, so when you squirm against them on that padded table, the dim lights, the candlelight flickering in the room, the doctor above you riding you with abandon. You think you might be able to, and then she pushes the button. The pump, pump, pump on your cock stops once more. She shifts, moving her legs tighter together, holding your head in place, keeping you in one orientation only, your tongue right against her. Her sex has spread from arousal. There's some quivering. You find the little button, clitoris, the spot that'll make her jump, and you just start sucking on it, still inhaling heavily through your nose as much as you can, letting your breath wash across her sex. Her breasts are bouncing above, and if you turn your eyes up, you can see. You can see the way that the lingerie frames everything, the way her coat, still hanging off her shoulders but open to show what you're seeing, bounces on you, she atop you, riding you, padded, comfortable, but licking, lapping, her hand desperately clenched on the remote, keeping physical pumping from happening, and that heady, blank, almost curative, because yes, you do feel vital, you do feel stronger, that scent in your head, uniting with the fact that your cock is unstroked, untouched, just trapped in a squeezing, well-lubricated, padded, pumping apparatus of a sleeve. It's just jumping in the open air, and your mind is just leaking in sweet, constant bliss, delight, tasting her, licking at her, she's shivering more, she's riding down more, you bound, still moving your arms, finding there's no give in those ropes, your legs still shifting, your head blanking, sweet, divine constancy, she is reliable because she is just enjoying herself, and you know she's going nowhere, which means that scent is going to keep flooding your head, the taste of her, and the difficulty achieving climax along with it, unless she let go of that button. The intensity and precise calibration of the machine between your legs, combined with how much being bound turns you on, it all unites into a kind of euphoric swirling haze, and you know if she let go of the button, if she really let the machine start going at you, you would end up coming in no time flat, inescapable, climactic release, paroxysm, escape, abandon. She's still riding your face, you lick at her clit, pushing your tongue deep, pressing your face against her so she can get friction by grinding off on you. She takes the opportunity. And then she loses focus. Yes, you won. The remote drops from her No, she grabs it, catches it. There's a few pumps on your cock, but she pushes her thumb back on the button. It's not gonna be that easy. She rolls her hips. And you know, even after today, you're gonna have to come for follow-up. You wanted to be someone's patient, after all. I've already got you written down. And no one in the hospital, no one around here anyway, is going to take you if I recommend against it. This is where you're going to be coming. This is where I'm going to be coming with you licking away. Taste me. She pushes the button hard, making sure you can see that she has her thumb locked down on it. Your cock is just hanging there in its restraint, bound as your arms and legs and mind and tongue, as your breathing and your brain are, beneath her, between her thighs, licking desperately. You give up on breathing in long, slow, heady breaths of her sweet aroma, and instead fasten your lips against her clit, sucking, throbbing. When she tries to squirm, and she instinctively does pull away a little, you pull her back, tugging, fastening your lips. The wetness, the blankness continues, hotter, and she truly drops the remote. Your cock starts to pump. Pulse, a mechanical, automatic, continuous, methodical system for making you feel good, a dripping between your legs, like between her legs, but you know that even though you're being held back by the taste and scent of whatever it is about her pussy that captivates, that controls, though her breasts above are bouncing with heaving sighs, she losing control and gripping into the padded surface of the bed the two of you are on. Your cock is gonna come soon. Though it's restrained by that scent, that taste, it's gonna come. The physical, continuous, methodical stimulation, and there's no way she's gonna reach down to the floor and get that remote. So your cock is just going off. The device is going off. You stimulated her enough that now you get your reward. Although you're unsure how you'll be able to stand it, how you'll be able to take it when you've been edged and held close to that brink for long enough that your cock is gonna jump, gonna squirt in control under her. She's rolling her hips, letting you suck at her clit. She's given up any pretense of holding back and is instead making sure you get even slow sucking against her clit, by sometimes bringing her pussy closer and sometimes pulling away just enough that the only tenuous connection is your tongue planted against the broad, flat surface of that engorged pleasure spot. You feel her on you, her scent, her taste, the deluge of desire from between your own legs, pumping, pumping. You're gonna come. You're gonna come. She grinds and she comes. Her legs lock up. She grabs the top of your head, twining her fingers against your scalp, running her nails there. You feel her lace-clad thighs clenching. Her juices flow thick and heavy across your tongue. Your mind makes you lap them up, wants you to, becomes increasingly disorganized as your cock squirts. The report into the sleeve around your dick seems to do something. As your cum is sucked up by the device, the milking machine, your cock feels like it's just gonna let everything in your balls flow. The suction continues, and so that strange, overstimulated feeling that can come with being too aroused and then being allowed to come. You were edged so long and now you're allowed to come. Squirting, spurting, burying your face against her pussy, no longer sucking, no longer licking, just basking, luxuriating in her presence atop you, above you, your cock squirting, emptied, thoroughly emptied, the cum being sucked away to who knows where. The balls are tight against that machine and your entire length is just pumping it, pulsing it, dripping it into your brain that this is where you need to be, between her legs, on her table, under her. She's still riding it out, still riding your face and gripping your head, holding you in place. She even rubs her pussy back and forth across your lips, your nose, your cheeks, her juices, and their deliriously pleasurable effect, leaking into your brain. Locking on to your brain, remaining within body and mind, while your cock just squirts on in the background, pulses onward behind it all, under it all, bringing to fruition what you already knew was impossible to avoid, an orgasm so powerfully overwhelming that you're getting locked in, habituated to her scent, associating that sweetness, even though it prevents and delays, associating that sweetness with the climax you feel, loving every instant of it, every moment you're under her, and now she's sliding off of you. Your cock is still pumping, the machine is still going, and with climax so recent, it's a difficult thing to hold back. You can't come quite again, but you can sure get lost in how it feels to be pumped post-orgasmically in an oversensitized storm. She pulls her pussy away, walks away, steps off the table, slides off, and your cock is still being milked. She hasn't bothered to pick up the remote, hasn't pushed anything, arms and legs restrained, head thrashing to and fro on the padding. You watch the way she adjusts her coat, cinches it closed. You saw the sign of her dripping pussy where you licked at it. You see the way that she adjusts her hair as well, a dark bob tossed and finger-combed into a more presentable look, and she just leaves you there, your cock jumping in its milker. You know, in a few minutes, after I'm gone, the real experiment begins. She turns on a camera you could see on a shelf, 'cause you've been held back all this time. That substance kept you in line. But when I'm gone, your cock is just gonna be vulnerable to all the manipulation that device can deliver. She leaves the remote there on the floor. She walks to the door of the office, opens it. You glimpse a dark hallway outside. The janitors know not to touch the lab when my experiments are running. And you realize the hallway isn't the same one you saw when you came in. There's no waiting room right outside. This is somewhere darker. Maybe even underground. You don't have much time to think about that, because when she closes the door, you're left alone with your thoughts, with your gasps, and with the mechanical constant pneumatic pumping of the device all around your dick, moving up and down a little by air pressure alone, as it squeezes and milks and refuses to ever allow true flaccidity to return to your hardened and now very overstimulated sexual organs, because it does influence your balls just a little bit, the way it brushes against them when it relaxes, and that's the pattern. Tighten up, relax, your cock hard as it still is somehow. Can only follow along with the rhythm of the machine. Knowing she's going to review this later is a bit of a turn-on, and more than a little bit of your brain, even in the post-orgasmic clarity, is yearning for the taste, the scent of her sex again, and for your brain to be locked in that state where orgasm is impossible, except with extensive stimulation and direct exposure. But now, you're returning to your normal sensitivity. Your inclination to climax is being restored to its normal and lower level. You could come. You could come. You're going to be in a position to come, and she's going to review it. And she said she's the only doctor you've got available, so resign to your fate. You let your moans fill the quiet office, the silent hallways, competing with the slick sound around your lubricated dick and its mechanical sheath. And the sound of the table squeaking a little as you struggle against your bonds, but the struggle just makes the climax hotter when it comes, when you come, and when your mind fades out.